Trent, I know NRCS has been involved with this Santa Rosa County Tour for quite a few years. What has been your involvement with this?
As a district conservationist, I'm involved with the planning committee, and we meet starting about 6 months prior to the tour and help pin down the stops, vote on the farm family award, and just get the whole tour kind of set up and set times and keep everything running smoothly.
You know, when we take a look at this thing, I guess really the basis of it is to try to make sure folks around this area realize how important agriculture is to their county and the community.
That is correct. The goal of our tour is to educate people who are not typically involved in farming or agriculture, and to get them and bring them to the farms and let them see where their food's grown and just how important it is that agriculture is to their everyday lives and to the economy of our county.
Right. And Travis, when we take a look at FSA, just as involved, you've been involved with this thing for quite a few years, haven't you?
Yeah, this would be the 21st one for me, and it's the same. We have a little core group that's made up of NRCS, FSA, County Extension, and the ag groups in the area. But just as Trent was saying, we start meeting several months prior to the actual day to actually look at the successes of the and failures, if any, from tours past, to improve on those and try to showcase something that we haven't spotlighted in the past. We pick out some things that we think, whether it's stuff that it's new and improved or things that are developing in the area that we want our people to know. Citizens in our county and surrounding counties, we want them to know what's going on and just how important agriculture is to this area.
Just kind of a quick synopsis for those that couldn't come this year. Give us an idea of what your stops involved this year then.
This year, the stops, the blueberry patch, and then on to Panhandle Growers, which is a tree nursery, and to help promote the nursery business and as well as ornamental nursery. Make the farm family presentation, which is the John Salter family. And then Jerry Jones Farm, which is a row crop and cattle operation, and finish up at Holland Farms, where they enjoy some watermelons and boiled peanuts and cantaloupe and whatnot. So it makes for a long day, but people really enjoy it.
I was going to say, and that's Trent, one more time with you, I guess really that's the thing of it. It seems like everybody on this tour does enjoy it, just as Travis said.
Absolutely. I think they enjoy the opportunity to get out in the county and see the beautiful ag lands that we have in Santa Rosa County, and also get to enjoy some of the fruits of our farmers' labor with the fresh produce that they get to eat.